This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's time for the Breakfast Champion. Today we're celebrating our Breakfast Champion. And according to educational experts, resolving South Africa's ongoing literacy crisis requires a collaborative effort from various role players. And in response to this, the Road to Literacy campaign has recently announced its 2025 beneficiaries, providing numerous schools and NGOs in the province with mobile library trolleys filled with books in all 11 official languages. We're talking this morning to Jerita Raga, the content lead at Oxford University Press SA. Good morning, Jerita. How are you doing?
Good morning, and thank you. I'm good in short.
Great. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning. Let's hear about the Road to Literacy campaign and how it all came about.
Sure. So the background of the campaign, it's a nationwide trolley library initiative that continues to improve access to books in communities across South Africa, specifically with a focus on schools and NPOs. The campaign also addresses ongoing challenges of low literacy and numeracy levels, specifically at foundation phase, and also provide young readers with learning materials in all of the official written languages. So the Road to Literacy campaign was initially launched in 2022, and it continues to grow every year. We are currently now in the fourth year, and Oxford University Press has contributed 500,000 books for the 2025 campaign, which has doubled last year's contribution of 250,000 books. So as you can hear, this year the trolley library includes 500 books. Each trolley library is valued at 57,000. And I mean, it just continues to grow year on year, and we've seen a large impact in the communities at large.
Now, we'd like to hear more about, you know, some of the beneficiaries in the province, you know, who exactly they are and what qualified them to get these benefits.
Okay, so specifically in the Limpopo area, this year 131 schools and NPOs in Limpopo will each receive a trolley library, which are then filled with 500 Oxford books to the value of 57,000. The full list of the beneficiaries can also be found on our website under the CSI tab. And the process that they go about is basically the public nominates, and then by submitting a written motivation on why the chosen school should receive a trolley library. And then once the nomination process closes, the submissions are then adjudicated against certain qualifying criteria. And the beneficiaries are then announced at an official event, which generally takes place in Johannesburg.
Maybe let's look at why it is important for us to make continuous efforts in making literacy a focal point of society.
So according to the poll's results, the findings reflected that South Africa faces a literacy crisis. And specifically, 81% of grade 4 learners are unable to read or write in their mother tongue. So this has been highlighted the need to equip the learners with books to improve their literacy and numeracy capabilities, and also provide them with access to quality education, especially to those most in need, and in areas where the schools don't have access to the quality learning materials. One can also see, and research also indicates, that reading and writing in one's mother tongue fosters a deeper understanding and connection to culture, as well as heritage and identity. The learners also express themselves more authentically, and they build a strong foundation if they then learn in their mother tongue. And additional languages also helps them to enhance their overall language proficiency. So overall, like what we found in our studies at Oxford University Press, is that when children read in their mother tongue, it helps them to facilitate effective communication and comprehension, and it addresses these challenges. And then it also helps them to grasp complex concepts, which helps them to think critically and engage in meaningful dialogue or conversation, whether it is with colleagues or peers or parents. I mean, research has also further shown that children who read and write in their native language perform better academically across various subjects.
Maybe for those who would like to get in touch with you or to understand more about the initiative, how can they get in touch with you or form part of it next time? Are you on social media? How can they? Where are the touch points where they can connect with you?
Sure. So more information on the campaign can be found on our website at oxford.co.za. There's a specific CSI tab where there is fantastic resources for them to find out about this campaign over the years. And I encourage also the public to keep a lookout on our social media platforms. We are on like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. And we will be also announcing the opening dates for next year's campaign on our platforms as well.
No, thank you so much for coming through. We just wanted to celebrate you today as our breakfast champion and just acknowledge this very impactful work that you're involved in. That's Jarita Raga, content leader at Oxford University Press SA.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.